Warning, this podcast may contain offensive comments and sensitive topics. If you are easily offended, then this is not the podcast for you. Everything we state is a state of opinion and not to be stated as a fact. Once again, if you're easily offended, please click away now. If you want to stay around and hear something funny and have a couple laughs, then you've been warned. Let's get this thing started. Logic versus conspiracy.
What, there was some cool stuff about, I forgot the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess. That's true. Alrighty, guys. Hey, guys, it's Mealy Camille and
Dad.
And Dad, wow, what? We haven't done this in a really long time, Dad.
Huh?
We haven't recorded one in a long time.
I know. I forgot how to do this.
I know. What do we do? What did we press? Hello?
Know.
Are we on? Hello?
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 Hello? Oh, you like my limited edition wine?
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
I know.
Stella Rosa, black.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I got it at Costco.
Wow.
It is nice. So, I was sick.
Is that the one I bought you?
No.
Oh.
Dad, you got me the cork one. The other one. I don't know. It's not a Stella, though. I haven't drank that one either because it kind of looks a little potent. I mean, maybe it's just the bottle that it's in. It makes it look like it's potent. But, so I was sick the first week that we missed. So that's why we didn't record. Yeah. Then last week, I think it was just like our schedules weren't really matching last week. Somebody had to go get a truck. That took time.
Yeah, who was that?
Oh, who was that? You want to tell us about your truck, Dad? Maybe like your banking information? Your...
No.
No?
Okay. No, it's okay.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure, you know? I just wanted to make sure. Well, today we're going to be talking about Mandela Effect.
Right.
But since it is spooky October, I was thinking we could start with like a ghost story.
I got a good one.
You got a good one?
I got a good one.
Okay, so I guess you could start the ghost story.
All right. You know...
Dad, is this a joke or is this
a real ghost story? No, it's for real.
Oh my God. What gave me this idea is because Johan had a ghost experience last night in our room.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, Dad, it's your ghost story. Fine, I'll start it and then you can tell... We'll each tell a ghost story. So last night, we were just laying in bed. All right. And... We were arguing, so, like always, and he stopped in the middle of the argument. He goes, "Something just fucking touched my back." I was like, "See, even the fucking ghost knows you're wrong."
Like, something touched his ass?
No, his back. Oh. It was like a graze like that.
Oh.
Yeah. It was just like a little gentle like graze on his back.
Oh, okay.
So he was like, "Something just touched my back." I was like, "See, even the ghost knows I'm right. See, even the ghost is like, excuse me, pay attention.
Damn.
Excuse me, stop arguing."
Wow, okay.
I tease my mom because she stays with us on the weekends. And so I tell her, I go, "Mom, you bring the cuckooies," because that day after we recorded our first episode, remember when Paula was barking and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, a couple weeks later, like, it was, like, a couple weeks ago, like, Apollo just started freaking out in the living room. He just started barking and just everything.
Apollo barks?
Yeah, he was barking and he was growling and, like, he was so scared. And for a while, he was too scared to go in the living room. Like, he would only go in the rooms.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I told my mom she brings the cuckoo.
She brings the juju?
Yeah, she brings the juju.
Yeah.
She's like, "No, I don't." And then he fucking yawned as a ghost experience. Oh, so funny.
Well, mine is...
Okay, it's here.
Well, I guess it's kind of like a Mandela effect.
Oh, it's kind of like a Mandela effect?
I guess it's kind of like that. Well, number one, you know how my delights in my hallway don't work upstairs.
Yeah. Which is weird. Like, they were all brand new, and they all ran... You gotta see if you have, like, a weird surge or something, and that's why they keep going.
I think so, because... then one time, I came home, and my hallway lights were on.
Really?
Holy shit. My lights were working. Oh, this is cool. So I went over to the switch to play with it, right? So I turned it off, and then I turned it back on, and they won't go on now.
Oh my god. That's crazy.
I'm like, what the heck? They were just on.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay, well, that was just weird that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, because I was like going upstairs at nighttime, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow, I'm not tripping. I'm not tripping. I can see.
Yeah, my hall lights are on, you know? And I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is cool. I got my lights back. Yeah, I go play. I shut it off and turn it back on. It won't come back on anymore. I'm like, oh fuck. So then, and then another weird thing.
Okay.
Since I don't have no hall lights, I always leave that your old bathroom light on.
Uh-huh.
Because that way I can see. It's dark up there, yeah. And I can see with leave that. Well, last night I was going up and the bathroom light was off. I never turned that off.
Really?
I always leave it on. It was off.
Wow.
And I'm like, who would turn off that light? Because I never turn it off. I don't touch that light. Because that's the light that I always leave on so I can see when I go upstairs. Because I don't want to trip and fall on my damn ass.
Because nobody's there to catch you.
Nobody's there to catch me.
Unless you got the hooky boogie.
Yeah. So it's just weird that that light was switched off.
Wow. Yeah, I've had a lot of experiences in your house, but this is actually kind of like this. This was like second experience we've had in this apartment. The first one being the dog. The dog, like that's what scared me is when the dog started to freak out.
Yeah.
Because he's so quiet. He's right here sitting on the table, guys.
Yeah.
He's on his little bed. He's just kind of licking himself.
He's just kicking it.
Turning his nose up to Costco treats because he's too bougie for that shit. Nope, no Costco treats here, excuse me.
Man.
How dare you? How dare you give me a Costco treat?
Man.
That's him. He's so bougie. Now that he's all fixed and everything, he's like, no. Do you see the sign we got? We got that at Big Bear.
We don't dial 911. That's supposed to be on the outside.
You know, right?
You're supposed to put that on your door.
Yeah, right? That's where your home put it. That's where you wanted it. But, yeah, so I just came back from Big Bear. For you guys that don't know, if you don't follow me on Twitter, what's keeping you so far from Twitter? Follow me at Twitter at Millie Camille. Spelled the same as on our just thing. What is it called then?
What?
Our website, I guess you can say. On our podcast. Same spelling.
Yeah.
Same spelling. Dad, you got any social medias, emails that you want to plug?
The what?
Any social medias you want people to follow you on?
I don't know.
He's anti-social media. You don't even have an email. You don't have an email, right, Dad?
No, I don't have an email.
No, you don't have an email.
But you
guys can email us at logicversusconspiracy@gmail.com. Send us some ideas, some thoughts.
So I can use that for my email?
No, don't use it. Dad!
Like when I bought my car, they asked for my email, I can use that.
Yeah!
We're on the Ghost Society.
Ghost Society! It's our email. It's our podcast, Logic vs. Hey, are you promoting at work? We're up to 53, I think.
53?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now the exact amount. Are you promoting?
I keep forgetting.
Am I going to have to get that tattooed on you or something?
Yeah. Oh, for advertisement?
For advertisement? 59. We're up to 59.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, Dad. But, so thank you all 59 of you listening.
Oh, thank you.
Today's episode is a little bit late. We're actually recording this the day of at 12:40, and this was supposed to go up at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it going to go on next week?
No, this is going to go up this week because we don't have anything for this week. That'll be 3 weeks in a row.
Oh.
We should probably record next week's too.
No, I ain't got time. I got a lot of stuff to do today.
Dad, that's your excuse every single week.
Well, next week I got a couple days off.
What's your day off?
Oh, no, not next week. The following week.
Okay, what are we going to have for next week then?
I don't know. What are we going to do next week?
I kind of want to do something spooky. I really wanted to do the Queen Mary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's not talk about it too much because we're still live.
Yeah, well, let's do the Queen Mary or following week. Let's go to the Queen Mary.
Yeah, that's where
I'm do the podcast on Queen Mary.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, don't you stop giving out so much information. We're still live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that.
Forget about that. Hello? Hello? Just kidding. No, yeah, that's the plan. That's what I want to do. Next week, maybe. I can see how
following
much.
Following week.
Following week. When do you go on vacation?
17th.
So.
17th, 18th, no. 17th through the rest of the month.
Rest of the month? Oh, God. I thought they took your vacation away because you were so sick.
I don't know. They might. I might still have it.
Okay, so we just have to record next week's episode, and then we can have another episode. Maybe we can do it on that 18th in the evening.
17th?
No, 18th.
Why is 18th?
Because the 17th, I'm doing my observation hours on Fridays. So I have to go sit in a class, an elementary school class.
Okay.
So it would be weird to drive all the way up here during the morning. So the 18th in the evening I can do.
All
right. You can do it.
Huh. I'll try that.
Okay. I'll see if we can book it or something. Maybe we can split up. All
right.
Yeah. So, you guys heard it here first. Oh, my God. Since we've been away so long, we also forgot to talk about the Area 51.
Oh, yeah. You said only 300 people showed up.
Yeah, only 350. Oh, 350? 300?
And only one person got arrested.
Actually, there was two detained, but one got let go. Only one actually got, like, arrested.
Because he pissed over the
rock. Yeah, he pissed over the rock. His piss went on to the other side of the thing. That's the reason why he got detained. And then another girl got detained because she was mouthing off to the cop, but that's it. But she got released, like, same.
But nobody actually bum-rushed to...
No, it was more like, it was more like area, like, the rush was more like hippies that actually believed that they got abducted by aliens, so they thought they were going to see their alien friends that they abducted them.
Right.
So, yeah, there was a lot of silver lining hats, so...
There's a spot in Nevada that this guy, he's worked at Area 51, and he kind of leaked it out.
That there was aliens?
Yeah, he said there's aliens. He goes, if you want to see aliens, you want to see UFOs, guaranteed see UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spot in out there in the desert. I got to find out more about it.
Okay.
They,
are we going to start a petition to air?
They got a marker there where you can go to where you can see it. They have a black mailbox. And it's out there in the middle of the desert, this black mailbox.
Yeah.
And you drive right there, you sit there for a while, you see the UFOs come in and out of Area 51.
Really?
And it's guaranteed every single day you will see a UFO.
Round. Just a UFO or you see an alien?
UFOs.
Yeah.
You see the flying saucers go by.
Oh, we're going to have to find
it. It's almost like
a
highway for the UFOs.
Really? That's interesting.
So if you want to guarantee to see a UFO, you go to that spot and you will see it.
Hmm.
You won't even have to wait that long. It'll be less than an hour. You'll see a UFO.
Yeah, but you'd fall asleep the first 15 minutes, so.
No, not really.
So let's talk about Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fell asleep the first 15 minutes. I've been trying to talk to you about this whole episode of Ghost Adventures. Hey, do you guys not watch Ghost Adventures? Ghost Adventures is bomb.com. They're doing a serial killer series. We're going to plug them real quick because it is amazing. Oh, I also want to do a podcast on serial killers because, like, to me, like, they're so fascinating.
Why? Why is it so fascinating?
Because I'm a Gemini, and 90% of serial killers are Geminis.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I know. But they're all male, so. I'm female, so. I associate myself as a female.
I know.
I think, well, like, it's just, like, that mindset that Gemini, like, Geminis are twins. So they're known to be two-faced. So they're most likely to be psychopaths because of that.
Because they got two personalities.
The two personalities. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of these serial killers are like, they're dads and they have the perfect family, but in the back house, they're fucking raping and killing these people.
Wow. I really thought about that.
And the other ones are Pisces, so it's like you got both of them. You married a Pisces and you gave birth to a Gemini. Man, you're fucking surrounded by serial killers. Facts, man. Bro.
Hey.
You know what's funny? I would think it would be a Leo, because Leos are very dominant. They're very, like, they're the lead of, like, the astrology, because they're that lion.
But why would Pisces be a...
They're emotional. Sure. They're very... So they act on emotion. So they're quick to emotions. You're an Aries. Yeah, you're, like, the dumb one of the group.
Oh, thank you.
Me and Kim actually, like, did a whole, like, day of, like, just looking at astro signs. Like, Johan's a Leo. That makes sense why he's so fucking hard-headed and so, like...
Isn't Aries hard-headed, too?
Aries are hard-headed. They're hard-headed as well, but you're more like a tornado. You know, like, you just kind of, like, you not mess up things as you go, but you're just, like, your silly personality just kind of leaves marks everywhere. You know what I mean? Oh.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. That's what it, like, an Aries is just kind of like a tornado. It's just kind of like, it, like, leaves a mark everywhere it goes.
So it fucks up everything?
Not necessarily. That's what I'm saying. It's, like, not necessarily fucks up shit, but it, like, leaves its mark. Like be like, oh, Eddie was here because, like, he left the shitters open. Or he left shit all over the toilet. You know, like, or, like, you can... That sensation of the Aries is, like, it's very heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. Which makes sense. You're so much of an Aries, but I think Johan's, Lannan, I think, is, like, a Capricorn or, like, I think he's a Capricorn. Mom's a Pisces, which just makes sense. She's so freaking emotion. Her emotion just drop on a fly.
Yeah.
Changes on a dime. And then I'm a Gemini. But it's funny is me
Isn't
and...
Isn't Grandma Connie a Gemini, too?
Grandma's not a Gemini. Oh, yes, she is. She is a Gemini. You know what's funny? Me, Grandma Connie, and Mom, we all love true crime.
Really?
And those are the number one people to be serial killers. If you're not doing the killing, you're fascinated by the killing. Which is true. I don't know. I think psychologically it's so interesting. You know, like, how can you be so soulless where you can just be like, I'm going to kill this dog? Like, it all starts by animal killing, and from animal killing, it goes up to human killing. It's that insensitivity. It's like, how do you have that insensitivity? But it's due to that dual personality.
Wow. That's pretty deep.
It's crazy, right? Like, wow.
So it's like, I didn't do it. My other personality did it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That reminds me of a serial killer. There was a serial killer, this man who...
Ted Bundy?
No, it wasn't Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy was... for being so easily to kill people and not have second thoughts.
I know. It's crazy.
But yet, when he's about to be executed, he was so scared and crying and all that. It's like... How...
Yeah, I mean...
I mean,
I think it's different upon your own life. They all do it for that adrenaline, and that's how they get their, like, sexual feed is off that adrenaline. You know, like, some people, it's, like, masturbating, and for serial killers, it's killing. Like, like, this one guy who would, he, back in the 70s, he was a serial killer, and he, started killing and raping all these women, and that's how he'd get his sexual feed off, and he just... became so disgusted of himself. In, like, the 80s, he went to Thailand and got a transgender change. He became a woman. And in court, he fought that was the old him, but he's no longer a guy. He's a female now. And so they can't charge him for those murders because that's no longer who he is.
Yeah.
And as soon as he became a female, he stopped murdering.
So what did they do? They let him go?
No, they charged him. But my question is, did he go into a female prison or did he go into a male prison? That's my question. Because, like, if he's known to murder females, then you're putting those females in danger. But if you put him in a male prison, then you're putting him in danger because he now has female parts.
Right.
So.
I would throw him in a male prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about the
Mandela. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and thank our sponsor real quick.
What's that?
We got a sponsor bag, Dad.
We got our sponsor bag.
Yeah, we got our sponsor bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Trojan. No, just kidding.
Is it Trojan?
No, it's not Trojan. Anchor. Actually, that one episode that I thought we didn't have a sponsor for, we actually had a sponsor for it. So I went in and like edited and be like, hey, sorry, thanks, we do have a sponsor.
Oh, okay.
So thank you, Anchor, for sponsoring this episode. Thank you, Anchor. And the other episodes in the past. We're going to take this quick sponsor break and we'll talk to you in a sec. Thank you once again, Anchor, for sponsoring
this episode.
So now we're going to get back on topic.
Okay.
We did have a 20-minute...
Yeah, we were off topic
big time. Yeah, we were
definitely... Like usual.
Like usual. That's our brand. We're on brand today.
On and off.
On and off. On brand. So today we're doing the Mandela effect. I kept calling it Mandalo. What did I call it? Mandela? Oh, it's Mon... No, I kept spelling it with an O. Instead of an A.
Mandela? Is that
no,
the name?
Mandela. The Mandela. Beer. I kept spelling it like the beer.
Mandela.
Mandela.
Oh, okay.
Mandela. But it's Mandela effect.
Okay.
So, do you know what the Mandela effect is? Want to explain it for us?
It's about where, say, for instance, you're watching a movie, and you think a movie said something that you remembered, but if you can watch the movie over again... And it says a totally different thing than what you remembered it was.
Yeah.
As a lot of times when you look back at things, it's like, it's just weird because you think of something one thing, but it's actually different.
But the crazy part is it's not just you. It's a whole majority
does.
Of people. Like, the most famous one is... Luke,
Darth
I am
Vader.
Your father. And it's not. It's
he never said
never
that.
He never even... said, Luke, I am your father. He said, no, I am your father. He said, no, not Luke. He said, no, I am your father.
Yeah. And even the guy that played Darth Vader himself thought he said that.
Really?
Yes.
He always thought
it was said that way. But it was never said to that in the movie.
No, it was always, no, I am your father. It was not Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
That's the most famous one. Now, this next famous one, which actually I didn't know, was from Snow White.
Right.
It's what I remember. What do you remember for the mirror? It's like, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest of them all?
It's not. It's magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of them all? Not mirror.
No.
It's magic mirror. Yes.
No.
How many times have we watched that movie and
always thought it was everybody mirror, says mirror on the wall.
Yes.
Who is fairest of all? It's actually magic mirror on the wall.
Yes. Even Shrek says mirror, mirror. Or at least I think Shrek says mirror, mirror.
Ooh. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Right? When I read that one, I was doing this in English class because we were having quiet time. And I was like, dude, why do we keep having quiet time? It's so boring. Can you just let us go?
Yeah.
So I was researching. So I was like looking it up. And when I saw that, I was like, no. It's always, to me, it was always a mirror. Mm-hmm. Even when I'm, like, playing around and I'm in the mirror, I'm like, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, like, mocking them show, but it's magic mirror. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
And, like, Kit Kat.
It's K-I-T-K-A-T.
There's no dash in there.
What?
No, there's no dash in the Kit Kat.
What? No.
Everybody thinks there's a dash right there.
Yeah.
Kit, dash, cat.
No.
There is no dash in between Kit, cat.
Oh, my God. You guys are going to have to email us if you guys have, like, if you guys, like, thought any of these as well. Like, because this is such a mass majority that people think is one way, but in reality it's the other way, and that's the whole part of the Mandela effect.
But I can picture the Kit Kat with the dash in there, but there is no dash in between Kit Kat.
That's crazy. If there's any that we mentioned that you guys thought was that way as well, email us as well. Or some other examples.
And what other one? Those Dang, what was another one? I'm trying to...
Well, I have the Henry VIII eating the turkey leg. It's a famous painting that everybody thought they saw. It was Henry VIII eating a turkey leg. But there's no such painting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, that one wasn't like the craziest one to me.
You know why they come up with the Mandela effects?
Why?
Because Mandela was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I forgot what he was. Anyhow, he was in prison. And in the 80s, everybody thought he was let out of prison. So they remember seeing it on the news, that the big thing, everybody had to pray, he never did get out of prison. And he didn't get out of prison until like in the 90s, but they made it like he got out of prison.
Wow.
And they're like, I could have swore he was out of prison. I'm going, no, he was still in prison. Never happened.
Wow.
That's why they came up with the Mandela effect, because of Mandela in prison.
That's interesting. So the theory on the, like, going off on that, the theory on this website is alternate realities. And I know we touched upon alternate realities, like, multiple times in our past episodes about, like, time loops and all that stuff. And I know, which is crazy, because that's, like, the number one thing. And then the second one is false memory. But my thing is, like, if everybody memorized it that way, then how would it be, like, a false memory?
Right.
Kind of like Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
it's T-U-N-E, not O-O-N.
Tune. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, wait, so if everybody remembers it that way, it's more likely an alternate reality than, you know what I mean, versus a false memory.
I wonder if it's because Toontown might have...
Oh.
Might have made it where people think that Looney Tune is...
Part of it.
Part of T-O-O-N. But it's still...
I don't know. I always imagine it T-O-N.
Yeah, me too. And it has a bunch of other stuff. I mean, I wish I would know a little bit ahead of time.
Well, what about that one guy that you thought died in jail, but he didn't die?
Oh, that was Mandela.
Oh, that was I thought...
Mandela, I'm sorry. Let me take that out.
That was
Mandela.
Okay,
all right. Mandela. That's why they got the Mandela effect, because people remember Mandela died in prison.
Uh-huh.
And they had a big funeral, they had a big parade, like everything. And this is probably back 80s or 90s. I forgot exactly what time.
But getting old, it's okay.
But everybody remembered he died in prison, but he never died in prison.
So he got let out. And didn't die in prison.
He got let out later on, but everybody thought he was already dead, but he wasn't dead. He was alive in prison.
Now, theory, you think that they staged that funeral in his death so he can go to have, like, a quote-unquote normal life?
No.
No?
No. It never took place.
It never took place at all, but all these people memorized
it. But people remember, that's why they call it the Mandela effect, that Mandela died in prison. But he didn't die in prison.
Interesting. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like mind-boggling. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, but I swear it was this way. That, like...
Right.
You know, like, in my opinion, it is alternate universes.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like... If I was going to go right or left, and when I usually go left, all of a sudden, for some strange reason, I went right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there two timelines going on?
Yeah. See, okay. I was thinking about that.
So sometimes maybe they might crisscross each mm-hmm. other yeah. timelines, and it might
mix memories and stuff yeah. like that. Well, like I was thinking about this on the way home when you were driving. You were like, "Dare me to run over the code," and I was like, "No, don't do it." And then when I was sitting there, I was like, "What if I said yes?" So I went through like all these like alternate like things that could have happened if I would have said yes.
Yeah.
Like. If you, I said,
could be sitting in jail right now. Could get a ticket.
Could be getting a ticket. We could have had one of those cones stuck up into your truck, you know, or it could have just went fine, ran over a couple cones, and then went back into the road and just fine.
Yeah,
and true. To me, it's like when you think about those other ones, it's like, okay, well, if I did say yes, those are probably like three other timelines that just went for like,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like, you just kind of crisscross, and I feel like those memories cross, and so, you know, kind of like, I'm sure when they were doing Snow White, they probably thought about doing Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, but they just changed it to Magic Mirror, but one of them went Mirror, Mirror, and the other one went Magic Mirror.
I think it did. I think there's two different versions of that.
Mm-hmm.
That there was a Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, like we remember, and then there's a Magic Mirror on the Wall.
So, yeah. There's I know.
Different, everything, every split second switches. You get 1,000 different directions you go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Very true. Another one is location of New Zealand. Where's New Zealand?
New Zealand? New Zealand is down by Australia.
No, it's not. If you look at a map, it is southeast of the country. However, the community of people claim that remember seeing New Zealand northeast instead of southeast.
Of Australia?
Mm-hmm. So it's like under, not over.
Okay. Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, makes me interesting. It's like interesting. You know, you're like, well...
Never thought about New Zealand.
I know. It's a weird country.
Never heard very much about New Zealand.
I was going to say, oh, I hear about it in that joke, but it's Switzerland, where it's like, I don't know, I'm going to be Switzerland in this situation, but it's,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be. Oh.
See, you think New Zealand and Switzerland are almost the same.
Are we boring you? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's over here yawning.
No.
Paulo's yawning. Yes, you are. Yes. Are we boring you? Yeah. Switzerland. Yeah, well, how often do you hear something about New Zealand?
Yeah, not very much.
I don't know. Australia, though, on the other hand, number one in serial killers. They have, like, the craziest serial killers.
Really?
Yeah. Talking about serial killers, but...
Australia, huh?
Australia.
Well, you know what, Australia, what I heard, I don't know if it's true or not.
Might be part of a Mandela effect.
But Australia was it's an island country.
Uh-huh.
And they transferred prisoners there and dumped them off in Australia.
Really?
That's what I heard.
That would probably make sense for why they have such, like...
Many killers and stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're like
number one. So it's like a prison. They just dump them off in Australia and boom.
Became a country.
And I became a country from all the prisoners.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they're famous for a large amount of serial killer crimes.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know any off the top of my head, but the podcast that I do listen to, they always talk about, like, oh, this is an Australia one. This is, this one's going to be good because it's from Australia.
I just thought Australia is like, well, anybody does bad, let's dump them off of Australia because it's an island off the away and they don't have to worry about them. It's like, you just dump them off in your own country here.
Wow, that's crazy.
We almost was born in Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they had a shortage.
Was that mine?
Huh?
Oh. I thought you were talking about that mine.
No, because there was a shortage of men in Australia.
Uh-huh.
And back in the 70s. Early 60s. Around the 60s and 70s.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're trying to get guys to go over to Australia. So they approached Papa, and they were going to give him a lot of money to move to Australia.
Really?
And he was actually thinking about moving to Australia.
Wow. Imagine me in an Aussie. Can you imagine me in an Aussie dog? Oh, you little Aussie. You a little Aussie dog. Yeah. Yes, you are. You a little Aussie. Yeah. Yes, you are. Maybe that's why we're so good at the Aussie accent.
Good Aussie accent.
We're Aussie over here. Well, where is that mine that we sold right before?
South Africa.
Oh. Ah, you know what? I'd be down to live in South Africa, too.
Why?
I don't know. There's a lot of white people down there.
I think they're fighting down there.
Are they really?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. I like their accents. South African accents are pretty good, too.
Yeah.
They're cool. I don't know.
Well, one of our preachers was
from South Africa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's cool. In Australia. I don't know. I don't know if I can live in Australia. Or, like, I don't know. I have such a strong fear to visit Australia.
Oh,
excuse me.
Because all the poisonous animals and spiders.
All you gotta do is just, like, get off the plane and you'll be dead.
Yeah. It seems like it.
No!
It's like,
fuck. I'm like, what? How do you live down there?
It's like, they got this one, like, if you're out there in the ocean, there's this coral rock.
Oh, is it the coral rock? Okay.
If you step on it, it's put spiny things in your foot.
Oh, ow.
And you only have, like, 10 minutes to live, and that's all.
Oh, my.
There's no cure, nothing. So you're out there in the ocean, just kicking in the ocean, and just swimming around. You step on that rock, and you're dead.
In 10 minutes. Well, they have the most poisonous jellyfish. You get stung. And not even pee can save you from that jellyfish.
It kills you.
There's snakes, spiders.
They got sea snakes, they got spiders.
I know. No wonder why they're all fucking serial killers.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, they got a fin for themselves. Look at that spider over there.
Only thing that's not poisonous over there is part of the kangaroos.
Oh my god, but they kick you in the stomach.
Yeah, they're kicking the nuts too.
Yes. Is this more interesting now? You more interested now?
Yeah, you talk about nuts. Talk about nuts.
I lost my nuts. Mine are missing. Mine went missing. And I gained some weight. Yeah. I'm so excited. When we buy a house, I'm gonna make sure I have enough room for an office, and then we'll be our recording studio.
Oh, cool.
For our podcast.
Alright.
Maybe that's what you should turn in your second bedroom.
Why?
Why you gotta get all sad about it? What, Bubba?
Your Grandma Connie took that room.
Oh my god, we can make a little area where it's a recording area.
Hello? She took it.
Hello?
Every time I say Camille's room, no, it's my room. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm so used to saying Camille's room. I mean, originally it was Camille's room.
Oh my god, how funny. Yes. Oh, okay. So another example is Shazam. Have you heard of that?
Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah?
And people think, what's his name, played on Shazam when he never did play on Shazam?
Memory Call
Sinbad?
Shazam.
Was it Sinbad?
Sinbad won the 90s. In fact, there was no such movie exists.
Yep.
Although there was children's movie called Kazam. Oh, so it's not Shazam.
Shazam.
There's no such Kazam. Thing. It's Kazam.
And people remember it as
Shazam.
Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. So that's another experience. Another one. I can't relate to that one, but maybe you can. Another one is Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
How do you spell his last name?
M-Y-E-R.
R. But the correct spelling... Oh, no, you spelled it right, though.
Why people spell M-E-I-R?
M-A.
M-A?
And instead of, okay, so some people claim to remember the brand being spelled M-E-Y-E-R instead of M-A-Y-E-R. So you are part of the Modelo effect. The correct spelling is M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, so I was right.
No, you weren't right. You're part of the Modelo effect.
Oh. So I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Okay.
I read it wrong, though. Okay, so there are some controversy spelling over the famous brand of hot dogs. So it's Oscar Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, Wieners.
Instead of Meyer.
Meyer, uh-huh.
I always remember Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer. No, it's Oscar Mayer.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Oh, hello?
That's crazy.
I know. And another one's Bernstein Bears. I don't know. It's a children's book. You know?
Yeah, okay.
Do you know about them?
Yeah.
How would you spell Bernstein?
B-E-R-N-S-T-I-E-N?
Yes, but the Modelo effect is the E, but it's an A. Bernstein.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Okay, so this was kind of interesting. I was reading. How? You just kind of lead it.
What about?
It's okay. Stay right there. What?
What about Raisin Bran?
Raisin Bran?
Yeah, how would you spell Raisin Bran? Don't look at it.
You have Raisin Bran right there.
Yeah. Look at what? How?
Okay. I would spell it A. Oh no, R A. Are we in the spelling bee?
Oh.
R A S I N, and then I do like the dash B R A N D. Raisin Bran. 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 Forget the D. And.
There's no D. It's just an N. Yeah. You would think brand.
Yeah, you would.
You would think Raisin Bran. And there's no dash.
Oh, there's no dash. Interesting.
There's no dash.
Okay, well, I was close. But I did spell Raisin wrong.
But you would think Raisin Bran would have a D at the end.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I did catch myself.
Yes,
Raisin
you did.
Bran.
You did catch yourself.
Not Raisin Brand. It's Raisin Bran. So, the only thing I messed up was the dash. What else is around, guys? Oh, excuse me, is it nap time?
The dog
made you tired?
The dog made me tired.
The dog made you tired.
He yawned and made me yawn.
Paolo!
You're so contagious.
You're making everybody so contagious, bub. Oh my gosh, can you see how much weight he's gained?
Yeah, he's going to be a big squirt.
He's going to be a big squirt pretty soon. Yes, you are, big squirt, huh? Oh, so maybe we should let him in on the joke and why he's called Little Squirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. It's your favorite squirt.
So, squirted everywhere.
Poor Apollo. So he got fixed on, not this Friday, last Friday.
Uh-huh.
And, well, you got the hiccups? And the he wasn't on any pain medication because we stopped him the first day because we thought he was having an allergic reaction to the pain medicine because of how much bad diarrhea he was having, guys. You're done with your hiccups? No, you still got your hiccups? So he still has diarrhea. It's just not squirt diarrhea.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it would like, it was like a whole, like, splat mess. So, Dad gave him the cute little nickname, Little Squirt. Bless you.
Yeah, because he squirted all over our patio.
Yeah. So, bless you. Yeah? Are you done? Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm.
We're done, right? Well, Dad, do you have another ghost story you want to share? We might as well end it with one.
Another got a good ghost one? Story?
Oh, you dropped your toy. I know.
Well, the lights are pretty spooky. Well, a couple months ago.
Give us a good one, Dad. Good one.
Oh, the, I'm laying upstairs. It was probably about in the middle of 9 or 2 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I heard a big old clank on the floor downstairs.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And
did you go downstairs and inspect it?
No.
Pussy!
No, I was just too lazy.
Johan would have happily got up with his gun and projected out.
Yeah, I know he would.
Yeah,
But when I went downstairs in the morning, you know what the doorbell is at the end of the stairs?
Yeah.
The plastic cover
came
off and fell on the floor.
What?
Yes.
No one's ever removed that for how many years?
That's been up there for years.
Yeah.
Like, why would all of a sudden it just pop off in the middle of the night?
Well, fall? That reminds me of the story my mom told me when I was...
Oh, yeah, but...
When I was little, she had me laying down in my boppy in the middle of the hallway, and something told her to pick me up and move me away from the hallway. And, like, a couple minutes later, she was doing her makeup in her in the restroom. A couple minutes later, that light fell right where I was laying.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You had guardian angels ever since you were born.
Yeah, huh? Well, everyone has guardian angels.
Yeah.
It's just whether you're going to listen to your intuition. So everyone has... I totally believe Papa. Like, everybody has a psychic ability. You know, everybody has that. You just have to be in tune with your intuition. Mm-hmm. Like...
Well, look at, let's say, Ghost Adventures.
Yeah.
From the old, when they first started.
Yeah.
Well, now, the crew can feel spirits.
Yeah.
Before, they didn't have that ability. They could actually talk to spirits. They feel spirits. They feel something, you know, different vibes and stuff that they didn't have
before.
But yeah. Now they pretty much can predict, too. I mean, they're working with so many spirits so many times. It's just natural to them now.
Yeah, it's true. You get that when you practice it and you're more in tune into your intuition, the more stronger your intuition is. Like, mine is in my dreams. I pay very close attention to my dreams because that's where, like, my psychic ability comes in through.
Really?
Yeah. It just depends on who it is. And even Papa, ever since I was little, he's like, you're very psychic. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. But now it's like, holy crap, you know.
Well, yeah, you do have, like, stuff you can predict.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're blessed in certain areas on that.
I'm going to tell you a secret, Dad.
Huh.
Okay. So I had a dream a couple nights ago that my child was born the year of the year of the rat. And guess what next year is?
The rat?
I had no clue when the rat of the year is. So it's like, holy crap! I might have a child by the next year.
Oh, my God.
I know. Either that or 12 years from next year.
Probably 12 years. So. That'd be about right. Yeah. 12 years.
12 years. Yeah, that sounds right.
Maybe set.
But, you know, like, what are the odds of me to have such a specific dream? And then, like, literally, as soon as I woke up and I was like, okay, well, when's the year of the rat? Like, in 7 years, something like that. Oh, next year is the year of the rat.
Wow.
I know. So, we will see. Huh? Huh, Pio? So. What about you, Dan? Any experiences?
No.
Well, it's because you're not in tune. You gotta become more in tune, Dad.
Yeah, I guess I gotta be more in tune.
You gotta be more in tune. You gotta listen. Listen to your gut more.
Well,
except
going to church, it brings out that.
Oh, it does.
It gets you in contact with your inner spirits.
It really does. It really does.
And what is...
Or at least our church did that.
Yeah, and what is more like, what was I going to say? Oh, supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't think it's real or that. It's become common to you.
Landon just tried to come up and squeeze Dad's nipple. Yeah. That's so funny. Landon, you want to come say hi?
No.
That's our special guest right there.
Our special guest. Landon, do you know what the Mandela effect is?
The Howie Mandel effect?
Howie Mandel.
No.
See, he already got the Mandela effect. It wasn't the Mandela at all.
I know.
What is it?
Mandela effect is like, in Star Wars land, what is the black, what's that guy?
Darth Vader.
What's Darth Vader's famous line?
Come. Oh, I am your father.
Nah, you listening to our thing. Nice to.
I promise.
Huh?
I didn't even listen.
You listened into our thing.
I didn't. Well, you know why? Because I actually watched Star Wars.
Oh. But even the Darth Vader, the guy himself, said that he said that. Whatever. He doesn't count. He listened in to our podcast.
I didn't. What podcast? This one?
You've been watching on. See, you've been watching our podcast. That's what.
Yep. He's listening.
No, I have watched one though.
What? Listen, Lennon, listen.
Yeah, listen.
So,
what?
I was just gonna tell you.
Are you gonna tell me what it is or
no? I just told you!
What is it?
It's like where you remember, like a group remembers it one way, but it really is the other.
Yeah.
Oh, just like when we heard like Batman or something?
What?
Do you remember that, Eddie?
Batman?
Yeah, where we like, well, Camille said she was gonna go see a movie or something, and we heard like Bat. I'm gonna go like.
Oh, nah, that's a good scary thing. No.
I don't even remember exactly what I said.
Camille said she was gonna go swimming. Camille said you were gonna go swimming.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and me and Landon heard something about a dark angel.
Yeah.
It was Dark Angel, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we're like, me and Landon look at each other like, what the hell did she just say? What is it, a dark angel? And then we say, what's a dark angel? And then you're like, what are you talking about? So I'm going to go swimming. It don't sound anything alike.
It doesn't.
You know, if it sounded close alike,
that's
it would be like, okay, I can see where I misunderstood.
Yeah,
or heard,
it was like totally different.
It's totally different. He said, I want to go swimming. And me and Landon heard goes something about your
dark angel.
Or dark angel.
That's crazy. What if that was like you guys going in intertwining in that Mandela effect?
Yeah, I don't know, but that was pretty creepy, huh, man?
Yeah.
Because me and Landon heard the same thing. And yet you and your mom heard two different things.
We didn't hear two different things. She heard what I said.
Yeah, that's what he meant. Like, he heard, like, you guys heard the same thing.
Lennon, come sit over here. We can't hear you.
Did she hear the same thing we heard?
Yeah. No. She heard what Camille said, and she thought we were crazy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Your mom heard what you said.
Yeah.
But what me and Lennon heard was totally different.
Yeah.
Now, on the same topic.
Okay.
Remember you recorded that ghost saying, because I love you too. Remember that?
Yes.
Now.
Do you still have that?
No.
I lost it too.
I wish I had it because I played it to this guy at my work. And he said, it's saying something in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And it don't even sound alike.
Yeah, no.
I forgot what he said. It was something like essay or something like that. I forgot what he said. It was a Spanish word, but it doesn't sound anything I hear. And I'm like, that's not what he says. It says, I love you too. He goes, no, it says this. Like, really? He goes, and then he plays there and asks all the other Mexicans are there. It's like, what do you hear? And they're like, yeah, I hear that. It don't sound anything alike. And then he said, one time he's going, he was by himself. He said, I heard what you heard one time.
That I love you?
Yeah, I love you too. And he said, it tripped me out because I can't hear it no more.
Wow.
I still go back to the Spanish.
That's crazy.
That. And this is recorded.
Yeah.
This is recorded. This is not something.
Yeah, that we just.
This is a recording. And when you play it, most of the people hear a different saying than what you are hearing.
I know it's scary because what he's talking about, guys, is when I was really big into Snapchat, I was taking a Snapchat. I think I said, oh, something, I love you. And then, like, there was no TV on. There was nothing. And Dad was just sitting there quiet, and all you hear is, I love you too.
Yeah.
Like, And I don't even remember, like, what the gist of the Snapchat was, like, what I was, like, talking about and why I said, love you. And then it was like, I love you too. And it was like, just like that. It was
yes,
like,
exactly. I love you too.
Like, yeah. And it was like, and like, I listened, I was just like, I was putting like a message on my Snapchat and I was listening to it. And that's when I heard it. And I was like, Dad, listen to it. And I was like, it says, I love you too. And sure enough, Dad listened to it. And that's crazy. That's just sitting in our dining room table. Like, that's how haunted Dad's house is.
It's not haunted no more.
It's pretty haunted. You just talked about your light thing, Dad. You're still haunted.
Oh. Really? But it's not like it used to.
You just haven't played ghosts.
It used to really bad.
It was really bad for a while. It was really, really bad.
When I used my cell phone, I set my alarm. I was laying on the couch.
Uh-huh.
I set my alarm, put it next to me. And the alarm goes off, and it's upstairs in your bathroom.
I know. That's fucking crazy.
That's totally fucking, because I never go in your restroom.
I know.
Never went in your restroom.
That's crazy.
It's like, how did my phone end up in your restroom?
It's same with the remote situation. Remember, we turned up every single
couch? Oh, yes. Renee, I remember
that. Renee was there, too. Renee
was and like, it was like right there on the chair.
On the chair, right there.
The one where we just flipped upside down.
Yes, I know. I know. Crazy.
That blows my mind.
I know. It's like, how do you carry so much energy where you can just like, I can't imagine seeing that. Like seeing a phone float up the stairs. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Holy shit, I would shit myself.
Right? But how did the remote control stay on the chair when we put the chair upside down?
And we're looking on the chair. We're looking, we're moving, we're flipping.
We took the cushion off.
I know. And then
we
how did...
We took the cushion off. We took everything. And then we come in and I like... We're like, well, we can't find your remote control for the TV. He goes, is that remote right there on the chair? I'm like, no freaking way.
He just
flipped. And it's not, she didn't place it there or nothing because she just walked in.
Yeah.
I mean, after we did so. It wasn't like she just threw the chair. It's just like, yeah, she wasn't even around there.
When we were doing it, uh-huh. It's crazy. It's a lot of crazy stuff that happened in that house.
Did you tell them about where you thought we were in the house, but we weren't? Ooh.
Oh, yeah. That one, too.
Man, we just let out all of our good ones all on one episode.
Oh, man. This is some good Halloween-y stuff, too. Huh?
I know.
And, yeah, that's
a good
one. I remember one time I was knocking on, and I heard you and Lynn, and I hear your voices.
Yeah.
And you guys are running around laughing and playing. It sounded like you were playing those guns, you know.
The Nerf guns.
And then it's like I knock on the door because I was like kind of kicking the door to open it up, you know, because yeah. I'm trying to get in. My hands are full. And I hear Landon. I hear Landon like, shh, shh. And Landon's giggling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's actually giggling.
Well, we're younger.
Something like, okay, this is Landon. You know, he's giggling. He's like, shh. He goes, and I'm like, come on, open up the door. And I just still hear him giggling, and you're like starting to laugh too. I'm getting pissed. Because the door is locked.
Yeah.
Bastards. I gotta put all this shit down now because these dumbasses ain't gonna answer the door. So I put everything down. I grab my cell phone. I call you guys, and you're like, we're not even home.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, oh, get the fuck out of
we
here.
Weren't home
I
the
hear
whole time.
You.
I know, he were yelling at us, like, stop playing around.
You're fucking around with me. I hear you on the side.
Open up the door, and we're like, no, we're at the grocery store. No, we haven't been home for, like, the past 20 minutes.
And I went in there, and there's nobody there.
I know.
But I wasn't the only one that had. Crystal had the same thing.
I know, she jumped our fence thinking that we were there, and we weren't. I know, it's crazy. Crystal has all these experiences in our house, but she's still not a believer.
Actually, Crystal did not jump the fence. Crystal heard us. All the commotion going on the other side of the door.
Uh-huh.
That sounded like a big old like a fight going on or something. It was real loud.
Oh, that must be a different story
then. And then when she opened up the door, it was quiet and there was nobody there.
Wow.
That's what she told me.
Really?
She said that tripped me out. I'm like, dude, because that's, I heard the same thing. I heard them laughing me.
Do you ever think, like, certain moments, like, leave an impression? Like,
maybe you didn't go to the store at that time? Like the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Or not the Mandela, but the different timeline?
That's a great theory. I wasn't going that way. I was more going towards, like, that certain moment in time was such a big moment, it left, like, a spiritual imprint.
Maybe.
So, like, in the Civil War, they say that the war is still going on in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
So, like, what if something that we did was, like, that big of an imprint and, like, left that spiritual imprint? Like, me and Landon playing around right there. Yeah. And so, like, every once in a while, like, our spiritual parts of us would go and, like, recreate that, you know? Or, like, that fight, like, a negative, a big, something big negative or a big positive.
They say,
are you done?
Poltergeist.
What's that?
Poltergeist is when,
demons, possessions.
It's not so much demons.
Lenny, come here. Come sit, because I can't get you on the microphone, and Dad turns that way, and he can't hear.
It's not so much demons.
Uh-huh.
It's stuff that happens in the house. Stiff cupboards opening up, things flying across the house.
Yeah.
But I was watching this one show.
Uh-huh.
And poltergeist is a haunting from somebody, but you don't have to be dead to be that person to haunt.
That's what I'm saying.
The guy was in prison, but this guy here is causing the hauntings in his house where stuff were flying everywhere.
Really? Just from, like, his energies?
His energy. So, it could be, like, you and Landon bringing out a poltergeist and at that time.
Yeah.
So.
That was crazy.
But, yeah, it's, it's pretty crazy stuff.
Well, I'll save mine.
And I remember one time I had to defend you because I heard totally different. And I forgot what it was, but your mom jumped in. He was going to, you called your brother.
The F word, fag.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't call him fag.
And I heard a total different word too.
I don't remember what I called him, but it was totally different.
It was totally different than what they heard.
Yeah.
I heard it different.
Yeah.
And your mom jumped up, and I had like, look, she did not say that. And she didn't believe me.
Yeah.
And even Landon didn't believe me.
Yeah.
I'm like, she did not say that. Yeah. But it was at the same table.
Same table, sitting in the same spot. Every time my words get mixed up. And it's always mine. Have you noticed? It's always mine.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, well, that's twice that.
It's you. You're the problem.
I'm the problem. I'm the poltergeist.
But it was, I was like, man.
It's crazy.
And I couldn't convince your mom.
Oh, I know. She thought you were just protecting her little
girl. I was protecting her. It wasn't. You didn't say that.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember what I said, but it was like
And you were like totally shocked. Like, I didn't say that. I never said that.
Yeah, because I knew that's a bad word, you know?
Yeah.
That's not a word that we say in that house. So, yeah, that's crazy. I will save my personal top two for the next episode. Because we did a lot of crazy ones. Well, maybe we can share Crystal's. I hope Crystal doesn't mind.
What?
Crystal's experience in my bedroom.
Oh,
maybe that should be a whole episode. Oh, maybe we should let Crystal tell that one.
Crystal, yeah. Special guest Crystal.
Special guest Crystal.
She said all the haunted places we went to, your bedroom was the most scariest.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy because that room was haunted forever, even all the way up until we put Bible verses up.
I never seen the dark shadow.
No.
Have you seen a dark shadow?
Yeah.
You have?
In my closet, man.
Oh, I have a scary story.
Watch me.
Oh, all right, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, here, bring up a chair. Join the club. Oh, one more story, guys. Oh, that's your T-shirt, Dad. Right
oh, there. Is it?
That's your T-shirt.
Would that fit me?
That's your T-shirt.
Okay.
I washed it for you too. Okay.
So this is, it was when my dad and his girlfriend were together. This is like 2 years ago. And I was staying, me and my dad were staying at her house, and I was in her granddaughter's room just sleeping in there, and I was playing video games with my friends, and all I hear is the door to, like, the screen, like, the someone knock.
Yeah.
Open it up, and then come in, and I was like, oh my god. I turned on my flashlight, and I was like, all I hear is, like, boots. You know that boot sound?
Yeah.
Like, just boots go walking all the way to where the laundry, like, thing is. Just walk all the way back to where the door is. Leave. Just go.
Wow.
Like, just boots. Just, like, hard, like.
And you see nobody.
Nobody. Like,
there's nobody there.
Nobody there. And all I hear
wow.
is just, like, just the boots. Like,
wow.
Now.
And I told my, my dad's girlfriend, I was like, is there something there? And she's like, yeah, there's someone that killed herself in the house, and it was a man.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Woo, chili.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, scary.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And this was at like 3 a.m.
Did you tell him about how you were holding on someone's leg at the...
Oh, yeah, that was scary.
You hold on to my leg at that time?
I had to.
He had to hold on to his
own
leg.
I have no leg to hang on to on that one.
Wow, that's crazy. That's scary. I don't think I could buy a house that someone killed themselves or committed a murder or anything like that. Because that's such an imprint, you know what I mean, on that house.
Know.
You know, so
remember Papa tried to get us to buy that one house where that guy committed suicide in there?
No, I don't remember
that. He hanged himself?
Mm-hmm. It was super cheap, though.
It was super cheap.
Yeah.
Because they had a disclosure. I don't know if they still have that or not. I don't know.
You have to. If you
have to disclose it.
They have to. If you, I think it's, as long as you ask. I think you have to ask now.
Well, they said it. It was someone that committed suicide. And get it cheap. I'm like, I know it's a oogie boogie, especially when you kill yourself.
Yeah.
Other than dying, when you kill yourself, it's totally
different.
Yeah. That means you have a lot of heartache, a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And that you imprinted inside the house.
Yeah. See, I totally believe in imprints. I think, and a lot of people don't. And it's just like, no, that house has an imprint.
If you buy a house, if somebody commits suicide, sometimes that's why the people that buy a house, sometimes they end up committing suicide because they get
the generation
of the...
Yeah. Well, I remember when I was working with Kim, a lot of old people live in that neighborhood that I would, for the realtor I would work for, so a lot of her houses that she would sell, a lot of them would die in the house, you know? And so I'd be like, oh my God, Kim, like, she would be like, oh my God, she's like, yeah, the late old lady died right in that spot right there, and it's just like, Kim, that's not funny, like that's like the realtor, and I was like, that's not funny, you know, like this is someone's house they lived all these years in, like,
yeah.
I'm sure right now they're like, holy shit, what are you doing with my stuff, why are you touching that, why are you moving that? And it's like one of the houses we were having a estate sale, and I went there and I started like looking through stuff, and like it was just like, I don't know, it was just like this energy hit me, like confused, like, why are people in my house, type of thing, like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? I'm very sensitive to that, and so it's like, it was kind of like, wow, this lady, like, spent all of her life in here, and now everybody's just rummaging through her stuff,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got, like, it's just so sad.
Well, sometimes they say, you gotta be careful when you go to garage sales,
yeah.
You buy old antique stuff. Sometimes there's a spirit attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like if you open up a box, like from like an old box, and like you know, like
you
the movies, like where you open it and like just something releases. Like,
yeah.
Ugh. I love Garage Sales, though.
That's cool.
It's crazy, though. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she would have to disclose that, like, someone died there.
Because a lot of people, some people are spirit sensitive.
Yeah. Well, if you walk through the house, then you can feel it if you're spirit sensitive.
Not everybody, but, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
I mean, you have that gift, but I don't. But yeah, I can still experience the hauntings.
About that quarter thing in the living room?
Huh?
Remember when you were sleeping on the couch and, like, a quarter... You heard a quarter fall in the middle of the living room?
When was this?
Dad, when you and Mom are still together. And you woke up the next morning.
I remember something about that.
And you woke up the next morning and you found the quarter in the middle of the living room. And there was no way.
The quarter got there.
Yeah, because you were laying on the couch. Even if your quarter fell down, it would roll. But you didn't hear it roll. You literally heard it. Someone pick it up and drop it.
Yeah.
In the middle. Crazy. Well, I guess we can end this part right here, even though it kind of got spooky. Well, we kept touching into the Modelo effect. I think we're chilling.
Yeah. Well, since it's October, we're going to be talking about a lot of spooky stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm kind of sad that we're like, what's this, the second Monday in, right?
Yeah.
So we only have like 2 Mondays left, so it's like.
That's it? 2 Mondays?
I think so. Let me see. 3 Mondays left.
Okay.
3 Mondays left. So, get ready for some spooktacular. You see what I did there, Dad?
Yeah.
Spooktacular.
We're going to try to do something around Halloween.
I know. I really want to. I love to do something.
Yes. Something haunted house.
Something haunted.
Oh, you know what? There's a haunted house in Anaheim.
In Anaheim?
It's not a real haunted house. This kid is so smart. He turned his haunted house for people to go and visit. He made his haunted house his house.
Mm-hmm.
He turned his house into a haunted house where you could go to. This haunted house he built a ride.
What?
You get on a ride like at the Haunted Mansion.
What?
It's on a track and you ride through the...
What?
Yes. He had the controls and everything. He set it up and he made this whole... He built it all out of scratch. It has a track just like the Haunted Mansion.
Wow.
It's in Anaheim Hills. That was last year because I saw it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
This year, he's moved up. So he's not in the house no more. Now he's going to do it inside of a building.
Oh.
So somebody gave him rights to have a building and make it to a haunted thing.
Wow. I'm sure he made good money. What does he charge?
He wasn't charging. It was free. Everybody come. And it was, the house was scary.
He had a tip jar.
He had the elevator and everything. He go in the elevator and all the shit. The
what?
Elevator.
Just like Haunted Mansion?
Yeah. And he had this thing with the springs, and then when you enter the elevator, and it actually felt like you're falling in the elevator, and then you hit the bottom, and then you come out, and then you're in this ride, and you get on this ride, and then it goes through
a
maze,
crap.
And it goes all around through his house, all through the garage, and it's just, it's awesome. It's
We're
the most awesome.
To go.
Yeah, I gotta find out because this is one guy on YouTube. I always watch him. And he always goes to Disney. He goes to.
Yes.
Knott's Berry Farm. He goes to all these places.
Wow. Oh, that's super cool. Okay, so we're gonna have to do that. But I do wanna do a real haunted place to do our podcast in.
Yeah.
So we're gonna.
Like Knott's Berry Farm?
No.
Oh.
Imagine, though, doing a podcast throughout like a scary dream park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dad, let me see your... Oh, okay. Well, anyways, guys, we should probably end this part right here.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was going to... You just reminded me of do something. I have to do something on your phone. But anyways, guys, thank you so, so much for listening. If
you
guys have any scary stories you want us to share...
Oh, yeah, we would love it, no.
on our podcast.
It's Halloween.
Oh, yes.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween. Let's see. Maybe we should come up with, like, some Halloween name, like a conspiracy ween. Happy conspiracy ween.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we conspiracy? There's a lot of conspiracies.
We do conspiracy. That's the name of our podcast, Dad.
Oh, okay.
Dad, do you not know the name of our podcast?
Okay.
What do you think? It's Millie, Camille, and Dad?
Yeah.
All right. Alrighty, guys, we're going to end this podcast right here. If you guys have any experience of the Mandela effect. Sorry.
Yeah.
Lana, is that you or is that someone outside? Or is that the goofy boogie?
I think it's somebody outside.
Okay. Sorry, we had a little weird moment.
Yeah.
If you have any experience of the Mandela effect or you have any ghost stories you want us to read aloud for the next episode, send them in to... Not that. Sorry. So sorry. I'm still getting over my cold. Email us at logicversusconspiracy@gmail.com. The link is down below. It's also in our bio on our website on Anchor. I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wait. Computer, I gotta end it. No. Hello? Still recording.
Is it really?
Yeah.
What happened to the computer?
I can't see. Oh no. Oh, there it goes. Hello. You hear me struggle?